Today, America has experienced one of the greatest tragedies ever witnessed on our soil.
I myself was inside the building. I locked myself in. When I tried to evacuate myself, I couldn't with all the debris and smoke. So I just ran inside and used the phone and called my wife to tell her goodbye.
The doorman goes to me, "Wow, I never seen a plane flying so low." And we looked out at it, all of a sudden, boom, it seemed like it wasn't even real.
There's people jumping out of windows. I've seen at least 14 people jumping out of windows.
And we were standing there and I said, "I can't believe this."
What can you do with a heavy soul?
It was really just a canyon, and the entire force of the blast came shooting down it much faster than you would imagine it.
Where can you go if the sun doesn't shine? You sing the words, but none of them rhyme.
We were trying to get people away when the second collapse occurred, and I dove under a truck, so I don't know how I'm here.
Big explosion happened. Some guy came out. His skin was all off. I helped him out.
What would I have done if it wasn't for Jesus?
I felt the shock of the airplane hitting the building, went through the building and then out into the area, and they were bringing bodies out that had been injured.
Where do you go when you've lost the keys? When all is dark and you're on your knees?
Our fellow citizens and our freedom came under attack today, and no one should doubt America's resolve.
And in a world where its love betrays, there is a light that will save the day.
We will strive now very hard to save as many people as possible and to send a message that the city of New York and the United States of America is much stronger than any group of barbaric terrorists.
What would
I was on the 44th floor walking from one elevator bank to the stairway, and that's when the plane hit and all the elevator banks blew, and I went down and people got hit with pieces of glass, and that's right after they announced that number two building is secure, we can go back to work. And as soon as they said that, that's when the second plane hit.
American Airlines Flight 11 departed Boston for Los Angeles, hijacked by suspects armed with knives. This plane crashed into the World Trade Center. United Airlines Flight 175 departed Boston for Los Angeles, was hijacked and crashed into the World Trade Center. American Airlines Flight 77 departed Washington Dulles for Los Angeles, was hijacked and crashed into the Pentagon. United Airlines Flight 93 departed Newark for San Francisco, was hijacked and crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
If it wasn't for Jesus, and what would I have become if it wasn't for Jesus?
I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks.
This is a vicious attack upon New York. It's an attack upon America. It's an attack upon the whole concept of freedom and our way of life.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
Have done if it wasn't for you.
Americans all over are calling up and asking what they can do. the best thing they can do is respond to this great call by volunteering to give blood.
The staff have been doing a heroic job in terms of responding to the patient.
Today's despicable acts were an assault on our people and on our freedom.
They can destroy buildings, they can kill people, and we will be saddened by this tragedy, but they will never be allowed to kill the spirit of democracy. They cannot destroy our society. They cannot destroy our belief in the democratic way.
Home, sweet.